Hello, hello, and welcome to an episode of We Were Promised Crowns. This is episode 87. We are your hosts. I am Jane Dohilgeria.
Misty.
Esme.
Shorty.
Sasuke.
Star Child.
And we were going to be reunited, but Yaya had something come up, so
this is she's not here.
Darn it.
Almost, guys.
I was shooting for it. We were shooting for it. So let's go right into it, girls. What are you guys crushing on? Who's first?
Me.
Go for it.
My boss gave me a $50 gift card to Target.
No!
Hey. Target, I fucking love Target.
I did too. I went to Target and I didn't want to spend it. I used my hard-earned cash.
So you didn't use the $50 gift card?
What the hell?
I want it to be for something valuable, not like random shit. I don't know.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I feel like that's
an inner conflict.
No. I understand what you mean, though. Like, you think about it a lot more because, like, they gave it to me. I should.
Yeah, like, this ain't coming back.
Yeah.
Like, I spent it on something stupid. It ain't coming back.
You could also use it online.
Oh, that's true.
I'm so impatient. I hate online shopping because then I have to wait for it to get shipped.
Really? I love online shopping because I go to the door like, oh, shit, I got something.
Certain things like I'm okay Christmas. With, but if it's certain things I could, like, just go buy.
Mm-hmm. No, you're right.
I'm so impatient. But then as soon as I see, like, two-day shipping, I'm like,
what?
I'll do it.
Yeah.
I can wait 2 days. I'm like, I can wait
They don't
days.
Expire, so you're good.
Yeah, like, I could wait 2 days.
Right on.
Also, crushing my parents left yesterday.
What?
Hey, where'd party you go? At your house.
Yeah.
I wish.
Party.
There's no place to put your time and nothing. They put the cars all the way to the back.
That's too bad.
And I ain't letting no one inside the house.
So where did they go?
Mexico.
Nice.
For 5 weeks.
Damn. Yeah. That's a vacation.
So my mom and Enrique, my mom and my dad left yesterday, and Enrique left a week ago.
Yeah, I saw that.
So
he's partying it up.
Oh, he's partying it up hard.
Wedding and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And they piled up the empty bottles. What was that, Jimador?
No. It's from where my dad's from, the town that my dad's from.
Oh, okay.
It's from there.
Oh,
they make their own mezcal.
Dude. They had like a pyramid of squared bottles. I was like, what the hell? How much are they drinking? What the heck? But it was kind of cool, dude. I was like, wow, he really knows how to party, which I think is awesome. Yes.
Oh, yeah, that pool party's hard, especially in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they're gone for 5 weeks, so...
Chili cheese fries, anybody?
No, I'm cool.
They're gone for 5 weeks, so that should be fun. I've been getting text messages from my dad all day of pictures of, like, the food that he's eating.
Oh, nice.
Or, like... where he goes and it looks beautiful. Are you going to end up going or?
No, I'm not going this year. Because I'm going to Portland in October.
Oh, hey,
we're
going to Portland?
My friends.
Yeah. Nice.
Take lots of pictures. I need to see because I've been wanting to go to Portland for a while.
Yeah.
Nice.
So everything's booked. We're just waiting.
Nice.
Excellent. Yeah.
So I actually applied for another job, you guys.
Really? But you just got a $50 gift card from
your current job. But this... job pays more, and it's a county job.
Oh, nice. Yes. Then you're set, right?
The benefits and stuff.
Yeah. So it's for the sheriff's office.
Ooh.
401k.
Damn.
Here I come.
Damn. I actually have a test Friday.
Nice.
To take a test.
A drug test?
Yeah.
A written test.
No.
Just like a
test. That's what
I
hate about, like,
the government. They make you go for, like, two, three jobs. Yeah. I mean, two, three tests, but it's worth it, because, like,
benefits.
At the end of the day, if I get it, it's going to be way more than what they're paying me.
And your foot's in the door, so you can move
in
within the
whole
thing.
County. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, it's a really good opportunity.
Yes.
And usually they take, like, about a year to call you back. It's at
that.
So
that happened to me.
I applied, like, May.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Late May. And I got the email, like, maybe 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. How did you hear about it?
My friend, she's a social worker.
Okay.
Shout out to Celia. She's a social worker. And she actually told me about it. She's like, why don't you apply for a county job? And I was like, yeah, I guess I'll apply. I honestly didn't think they were going to, like, call me back or send me an email or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So So when I got it, I was like, OMG.
Awesome. You don't lose anything by trying.
Yeah. That's
true.
And then I'm applying to other ones too, like other different county jobs.
Good.
Like that I know, like I could get or I qualify or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually, I had actually applied for one for dispatcher. And for the sheriff's dispatcher for Downey. But I didn't, I knew I wasn't going to get it because I don't have a county
background.
No, I don't have a typing test. You have to have a typing test, a certificate for the typing test given by a county.
I guess
establishment, whatever you want to call it, like a certified one. So I'm like, I know I'm not going to get it, but whatever. So I'm like, I still applied, and they send me the email. They're like, oh yeah, you know, you didn't send the test or whatever, but you could apply again. They're like within 60 days. If you have the, if the position's still open and then you got the test, so I was like, oh, okay, cool.
That's cool.
That's really good. Because I'm in the process for a one in Long Beach.
So if I get, if I actually pass the written test, then they'll send me to do the typing test.
Okay.
So then if I do the typing test, I'll get the certificate, and then I could use it for other jobs.
Yes. Yes.
It's Taffy.
She licked my hand and scared the fuck out of me, like, she's like, how do you know I like that?
Oh, yeah, she was, like, sitting, like, right in front of me when I was eating a little bit. I'm like, I'm sorry, Taffy, you can't have me.
She, and then she gave you a little puppy dog eyes, like, no.
I was like, I'm sorry, you can't.
Totally cute.
But I wish you all the best, Missy, because that's a long process, because I'm looking at a job right now, in the city of Long Beach.
Yeah.
And I just passed the, this is the second test. I'm waiting on the result for that one because it was a writing test, a typing test, and I'll see about that. And then I go
on.
Yeah,
my first test is it's a written test. It tests you on, like, surgical things, filing, reading, comprehension, probably math, like all this bullshit. Which, I mean, it's super fucking easy, but at the end of the day, when you're taking a test, I'm the type that gets nervous regardless.
And also, you just gotta wait so long for your fucking results and shit.
Yeah. So I'm just like, but you know what?
It'll be worth it. I'm not in a big hurry.
But if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't,
that'd be really awesome.
Then just keep applying, you know?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so I'm super excited about that. It's this Friday, so. The cool thing is, like, they give you a website where you could go and do study guides and practice tests too. So that's super helpful for each department. Like, if you apply for a department, it'll tell you what you need for that department and, like, what you need for that test. So that's super helpful too, and that's awesome. So I'm just, like, super excited because I was like,
well, good luck.
Yes.
Yeah, good luck.
I wish you all the best. That's awesome.
Yeah. Okay.
Also, there's this website, actually, where you can get a lot of different government jobs and things like that.
It's I use the LA County one.
Okay. Because there's this one that I went to. I think it's called Government Jobs something something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then there's ad from all the cities.
Yeah,
that
you just put, like, the one I do, you put, I think it is governmentjobs.com.
Yeah, because that's where I figured out and found out a lot of, like, the government jobs.
Yeah, it is governmentjobs.com.
Yeah, yeah.
You make an account, and then you search for what you're looking for. Like, it'll tell you different, like, if you wanted customer service, agriculture, whatever you feel like you fall under, you could click on it, and then you have to put open. Because some of them are just through transfers.
Yeah, and the cool thing is you can just put, like, your resume and all this stuff only once, and it's just there.
It's just there. Like, you create your file once, and then every time you apply it, you just hit submit, and it all goes through.
Oh, nice.
So that's super easy.
So you don't have to look for it.
No, you don't have to look for it.
Nice. Excellent.
I am crushing on my mama being back. She was in Nicaragua for a month. She split her time between Salvador and Nicaragua, so...
Dude, it's like...
She went to both?
Yeah. Her flight was actually to Salvador, and then my uncle picked her up at Salvador to take her to Nicaragua since... You know, you just have to cross over, just Honduras.
How far is it? Like, the drive, you know?
I don't remember. I didn't ask. I was just like, okay, but it's not... It's like maybe... Oh, my grandma's pretty... Well... Four-hour drive? 3-hour drive?
Yeah.
Damn, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Did you have a nice little get-together when she came back?
Yeah, I went over today. But I didn't expect my youngest brother to be home because all the time I go over, he's always working. I'm like, you're a workaholic. You're too much like me. And so everybody was home, so that was nice. Like, all of us were there.
Mm-hmm.
And it hasn't happened during the week, daytime, in a long time.
Well, that's good.
That's cool.
Yeah. She was making... I was like, Mom, what are you making? I'm like, oh, you're right on time. Chop this. I was like, okay. I was like, all right. And she made lingua.
Ooh.
Which was interesting. She made it her thing. She did her style. She doesn't, like, douse it in chile or anything like that. So she makes, like, her other thing. She calls it chimoy, I guess. Diced up tomatoes, onion, cucumber, rabanos, radish, and she put lemon and salt, mix it all together. She made rice, lengua, tortillas.
Boom. Nice. Did she bring any tortillas from... No?
No, she didn't want to risk them confiscating it. So she didn't bring anything. She said it's different now. Like
Asking if you bring food or like...
Yeah, because she came through Tom Bradley also. And so she said the process is completely different from the last time I traveled, which has been a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So like they check your stuff, they ask you and make sure you're not lying in a sense.
Right.
So I was like, okay. So she didn't want to risk... Like she didn't even bring step one. Because she didn't want to...
Oh, my God. That's the shit.
I know. That's, like, the only other thing I asked her for. Mm-hmm. But she didn't... She didn't want to risk it. And I guess my grandma was making a big deal about buying it. My mom's like, you can just keep it. It's fine.
Oh. Yeah, they usually do. Yeah.
So she had a good time. I think she had more fun at Salvador than Nicaragua. Because my stepdad's family's there and they took her out.
Oh, well, that's cool.
They took her here, there, and then at home with my grandma. She was mostly home.
Yeah.
They didn't take her out, and but she went out to visit certain family, and that was fun for her.
See, I have a thing against that. Like, you come and travel. You come to see me at my place. Don't make me go to your place.
The only person she has to go and look for is my grandpa because he's not allowed at my grandma's house.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's the only, like...
Makes sense.
...thing. Like, she's actually the only... kid from that side that goes and talks to him.
Because
if she asks about him to my mom, my grandma's like, oh, he's probably dead.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. He's probably dead. Like, straight up, yeah. But there's a lot of, like, a lot. So I'm like, okay. So she has to actually go see him to see if he's, like, still around and kicking.
Oh, cool. Right on.
So, but she it was good to see her. She brought me stuff, which was nice. A leather wallet with my name imprinted on it. It was really nice.
That's cool.
A keychain. That's a pen, but I'm going to use it as a shank.
Nice.
And sandals from over there. Which she guessed my size, so she was like, here, try them on now. I need to know if they fit you. If not, you're going to have to like sell them. And she got it.
Nice.
Because the size there is different, but she got it.
Cool.
But it was good. It was fun.
What do you mean you don't have a crush?
People crush on me.
Yes! I like it. I approve 100%.
Speaking of which, I think 2 weeks from now, 2 or 3 weeks from now, I'm going to a concert, and that's my crush.
Dude, John Mayer was at the Forum yesterday, and I thought of you right away. Is he here?
I've seen him at the Hollywood Bowl.
What concert are you going to?
Oh, I'm going to go see Flan Bear and...
No way! What's his name?
Nicky Jam.
What?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Lucky. I'm excited.
She's
going
to be like...
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
what?
That's going to be a fun night.
Nice.
Yeah.
I mean, where are they playing again?
At the Microsoft Theater. It ain't that long.
Yeah. It's going to be a small
life motto, you guys.
I'm fucking done.
I'm going to tell you guys my life motto, and I told her that day. Because she said it was for free.
Oh, yeah, because I was asking Miss T, I was like, I don't know. Well, I was letting her know. I don't know. I really want to go. I like the lineup. It's the two artists. I'm really into
Blender. Yeah, I'm sure they have little
yeah, like
artists.
Opening acts kind of thing. But here's the catch. I'm going with some guy that I haven't seen in, like, over a year.
When you first started the podcast, that's when you met him.
Yeah, I guess so.
Wait, have you fucked him?
I met this guy.
They ain't that good friends.
Nah, if I haven't seen him in a year, you know, that's why I haven't seen him, because I didn't put out.
Oh. Oh, is it? Vegas.
Oh, you told us about Vegas.
Yeah, yeah, I met this guy in Vegas like 2 years ago.
That's right.
I thought it was Rosarito.
No, no, no. That's
It's the same guy.
Yeah, it's the same guy. Rosarito.
Yeah.
Ah.
The one that was like trying to.
But it's not the one she met at Rosarito. The one with the nice hair.
There's a guy with Rosarito and nice hair.
Yeah, the one you went to Rosarito, you met, he had really nice hair, better than yours. You
I said? Don't recall who that was.
Yeah, you gave him.
Probably because he had better hair than me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what you said. That's exactly what you said. You're like, fuck him, he had better hair than me. Exactly what you said.
Makes sense. That makes sense.
See? Connecting the dots. So yeah, this guy, real quick, recap, 2 years ago we met in Vegas. It turns out he was from LA, and then I was not trying to give him my information at all. But then, and I didn't, but then I ran into him again, like after initially meeting, I ran into him again on the strip, and that's kind of what he said. And then he was like, let me get your number. And I was like, nah, but I'll give you my Snapchat. And then soon after that was like in a January, I want to say. And then that following March, he hit me up. He was like, hey, let's go to Rosarito. And I was like, okay. I went to a different country with another guy. I just realized that. But I didn't know too well. And anyway, so that happened. And then after that, we hung out 2 or 3 more times. Well, I guess we went on a few dates. But he was kind of arrogant, and that's such a turnoff for me. I'm just mm-hmm. like, you're up here, and I'm going to bring you down real quick. And then, so that's why, I don't know, I just wasn't into him because of that. And then recently, like last week or 2 weeks ago, he hit me up about this concert, and I was just like, if it's for free, it's for me, so fuck it.
Hey, excuse me, no, bitch. Don't try to take my life model. That's my life model.
No, that's been my life
model. No, it hasn't. My life model forever has been, if it's for free, it's for me.
Well, yeah, when I read it by her, what do you think? What, like, seriously, should I? I'm still, like, thinking
about
it.
Yeah, she was,
it.
Like, hesitant. She's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
She's like, how about you just give me both tickets?
Like, he wants to be a nice guy, so he gave me both tickets.
Oh my god.
No, but he's like, yeah. He's like,
she's like, I would love to go to the concert, but not with him.
Pretty much. But I don't know. It's close to home. It's a lot closer than Rosarito, so if I have to Uber it home.
Less okay. expensive.
Yeah, exactly.
No kidding.
That'll be fun, I guess. So that's my crush.
Nice.
Or I'm not Ash. Or something like that.
What am I crushing on? Two things. First thing is, yesterday, I was able to go see this, like, Latin artist, like a cartoonist, I guess you can say, Lalo Alcaraz, and he's been really, I wouldn't say important, but I've known and learned a lot about him for, let's say, 4 years, and I've been following a lot of his stuff, so it was really awesome to actually, like, meet him in flesh and blood and just be there.
Did you fangirl?
I did. I got a book that I wanted him to sign of mine, and then they were selling little posters, and I was like, I want that one, because every time I went to any, like, Latino professor's class, like, office, I would see that poster, and it would remind me, like, it's an empowering poster. You see a little brown girl with, like, a graduation cap, and I thought it was awesome. Mm-hmm. And so knowing that what I want to do with my life is be a counselor, I was like, I can have that in my office when I talk to these, like, brown kids. So I feel like it'll be, like, a little change.
Well, they got
to
be brown.
Yeah. Well, brown is all-encompassing. And so I got the poster. I made him sign it. It says, Bad Jesse and everything. It's so cool. And then I just, like, blabbed and blabbed, and I totally forgot about the book. And so I go outside, and I talk to some other girls, and then I go back, and so I was like, you know what? I totally, if I can have, like, a moment, and I totally forgot, can you please sign this book for me? Mm-hmm. And so then we were just talking, and he was such a chill guy, like, he was so awesome, and it was just so cool to actually be able to see him, and it's just, it was really, really awesome.
That's cool.
So that was a cool thing that happened. That wasn't yesterday, that was on Sunday.
Saturday.
Fuck.
I knew what day. Okay.
Saturday.
It's okay, I got you.
Yeah, and so that was what I'm crushing on. And then on Sunday, it's been forever since I've seen my boyfriend Naveen, because he was going.
Yeah,
on.
Yeah, she does. I've been meaning to ask, but I didn't want to. But yes.
Yeah, the hoe is not life for me anymore.
I was waiting to hear if that was official.
Yeah, one man
yes, I've been waiting to ask, but I didn't ask. What's his name?
Naveen.
He is...
Indian.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't look...
He doesn't look Indian?
No.
Everyone... Dude, I always get mixed. Like, oh, he looks Indian. I was like, because he is. He's like, oh, he looks Latino. And I was like, he's not.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, he's not.
I've seen the post, the cute little post, and I was like... Did this bitch settle down?
No, yeah, hoe's not life anymore. But aww. I totally support your hoe's life because, you know, that's
can
important.
Can you tell us everything, like where you met?
Actually, I met him on Tinder.
Tinder?
That's why, because the hoe's life was a part of my life, and then I kind of stopped doing all
then
that.
Did you settle
on Tinder?
I don't have no social media, like, online dating.
I don't even like regular social media, so I
even
like not dating.
Regular dating, like.
Anyways, go back to your story.
Yeah, so he's been gone for, I counted, 25 days. His parents were in town.
That's so
and
cute.
So they went to San Francisco, San Diego, and they just traveled all of California. And so he's been gone for so long, and then on Sunday, we caught back up, and sex was amazing, because I was in a dry spell, and I was like, man, hoe is life, but I don't got anybody, I can't do anything for these 25 days. Loyal, why am I so loyal? He's 24, he's going to be 25 in September.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a mechanical engineer.
Okay.
And then he treats me nice, he buys me all this stuff, and spoiled.
Where does he live?
In Inglewood. He has three roommates.
Okay.
And they're all not American. You got two
school?
Mexicans, one Swedish guy. No, he already graduated. He has his master's in mechanical engineering.
Okay.
And he has roommates
too. No. One of them is married. The other one, two of them are married. The other one is single, but he's
not. My face completely changed.
Yeah. Yeah. So the two of them are mechanical engineers, and the other two, I don't know what they do. Yeah. So it's like the house is just, no one's American in the house. I'm like, American, Swedish, Mexican, Mexican.
Is the house clean?
Yeah, very clean.
Well, the Mexicans are...
Y'all are mean. Yeah. That's fucked up, guys.
Yeah. So Sunday.
And I'm just saying, like, is it a house full of guys that sounds dirty?
I thought...
It gets really messy.
But it's true, there's Mexicans there.
No, but no, it's a really nice house. A two-story house. It's very nice, very new, and it's clean.
That's good.
I don't know about the room.
He's
but
met your parents? Your parents have met him?
Oh, I don't want to. No. Not yet.
That not was, that official.
That was my next question.
Not that
it's only been for a few months.
How long did you guys know each other before dating?
Courtship started.
Wait.
A year-ish.
No, I don't. No. How long did it start? I mean, how long did you guys know each other before you guys started smashing?
My God.
Well, honestly, I think.
That's how she knew he was the one.
Surprisingly, it wasn't right away. With some of like the other stuff, I didn't want to have sex. But with this guy, it was different.
Yeah.
You can tell. You can tell when you don't want to have sex and when it's going to be something else. I want to say at least, I think it was a month. No,
what?
Let's say 3 weeks. At 3 weeks. Okay. We were dating for like 3 weeks. And that's how you know it was different from the rest. Yeah. 3 weeks and then we had sex. Yeah.
Nice. That's good.
And then it just got progressively better as we started.
Yeah, because we get to know each other.
Yeah. So that's why Sunday, I...
Sunday.
So, yeah.
Nice.
So two crushings. So now you guys know my boyfriend, Naveen.
Aww,
nice.
When are you going to go visit his family?
He always says, oh, let's go to, he wants to take me to India, because he's from the southern part, and I've been really wanting to go to India for a while, but I never even knew about his place. I was like, what the fuck? I know about
that. Wait, his parents live out there?
Yeah. Yeah. And then the crazy part is, you know how in India everyone speaks Hindi, but no, they speak a sub-language of that. It's called Malayalam, so it's a completely different language, and it's just, his dad knows English, but the mom not so much. But he always mentions, like, oh, yeah, let's go to India together, let's do this. And I was like, yeah, let's go. So,
You got me? That's how you know he's real.
And when I think I'll
life
buy,
model.
I'll buy my plane ticket, but he said everything when we go to India, he'll pay for it.
For free.
For me. That's a good life model, though.
For free.
Yeah, no. But, yeah, we've been going out for a few months, and we made it official a few months ago, but we've
Did he ask you, like, you want to be my girlfriend?
No, it kind of transitioned into
it. I know you guys were dating for a while before it was, we were dating for a long while. Yeah.
He remembers all these dates, and he's like, yeah, we first started talking on this day, and then this is what, like, he remembers. I'm like, I feel so bad because I don't remember some of these things. I'm like, I'm the girl, shouldn't I be the one doing all of this? But he remembers a lot of the things, and so I'm like, oh, yeah, that day. Yeah, I remember that.
I feel like eventually I'm going to be the only one single.
But I'm happy. Just kidding. That's why I feel like home is my finale. I'm all good.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. I'm happy for you.
Thank you. But yeah, that's my crush.
Nice.
But. Congrats.
Wait, so are his parents gone?
Yeah.
Did you meet them?
Oh, no, I didn't want to. And he didn't ask, but I didn't want
to.
You're like, I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet.
No.
No, I don't know. Some people move really fast, you know, and you can't judge them for that, so.
Yeah, no, like,
if it feels right, then it's right. Go for it.
Yeah.
You're like, no. I'm crushing on the same thing you are. We went together to see Lalo Alcaraz. He is a syndicated cartoonist.
He's the one that's...
he does La Cucaracha.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And good. He recently came out with a comic strip where there's the elote bomb with a lot of little missiles, elote missiles, and they're headed towards Carlos Jacas, who is the guy, if you guys remember, is the guy who overturned the elote vendor's cart. In
that
video,
that should piss me
the off. Most hated man right. in America, well, at least in LA.
After Trump.
After Trump. So he made that comic strip. It turns out in a weird turn of events, somebody took his drawing and put it on T-shirts that said "Run Jacas," or you know, Jacas is the guy's last name.
The Argentinian guy.
Yeah. So they did finally identify him. I just saw the video.
Oh yeah,
this morning.
No, they.
About it.
No,
I'm all late.
No, they identified him. They, you know, they know everything. They took statements down, everything. So, somebody stole his drawing and put it on T-shirts and so forth. So I thought that was fucked up, but, he didn't trip on that. And it was great to see him again. I first met him at the East LA Comic Con. And it was so crazy
because
we were trying to take out our box of stuff because we took boxes
of
stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And then he was behind me and, I was struggling with this box and he's all, let me help you. And then he helped us and then he helped me all the way to my car. And then one of the other girls was like, that's Lalo Alcaraz. And I'm like, what? Because, you know, I'm not very good with faces. I'm like, oh, my God, he just helped me with this box.
Aww.
He was super nice, and then seeing him again, he remembered me, and possibly he'll be interviewing with us on the other podcast. So
no
it's like,
way!
Yeah, I'm like really excited.
Sorry.
I'm excited too because he has like so much. He's based in he's
from San Diego.
San Diego, and he was talking about how he got started drawing and how he pursued a career in art. So he's just amazing. He says, I'm a little scatterbrained, but I love to do it. Something I'm really interested in doing is interviewing with you girls. And he's already met us.
And
so
the podcast is called?
Comadres y Comics.
Nice.
Yes. And we basically focus on strong female characters, female artists and writers, any females that are in the comic book industry, and Latinos.
Nice.
Yeah, so we've been getting a lot of interesting gigs. Also, what I'm also crushing on is we just recently got our application accepted to be part of the Latin American Comic Con, which is in Long Beach at the Latin American Museum of Art.
Wow.
In Long Beach. So that's in November, so I'm kind of excited about that.
That's awesome.
So hopefully we can get our stuff together and have swag like keychains and magnets and buttons and stuff. So
yeah, pretty doing it big. I like that.
Yeah,
making moves.
Yeah, I'm a little overwhelmed, but I'm excited about it. So this is taking off way more than I expected, so much faster. So
yes.
I'm just like, whoa. Like, I feel like Keanu.
Because you got a
whoa.
Niche.
So, yeah, and, you know, it's so cool. Like, we went to the Carlos Alcaraz signing, meet and greet, but at the same time, when we stepped outside, we were approached by girls from Dimelo, which is a project from USC for journalists. Yes, and they interviewed Starchild. And that was so cool.
Oh, that's the picture.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And the girl who was filming and interviewing Sarchow is from Pennsylvania. So
oh,
we got
yeah.
to talking about
we
Pennsylvania.
We bonded. Wah, wah, hokies,
yeah, yes,
bitch.
I know. I'm here trying
Gino's.
To... I'm here trying to take, like, footage of them, but I was like, wah, wah's life. If you guys don't know what Wawa is, you guys have to go to the East
Northeast,
Coast.
Bitch.
Yes.
Let's go.
So good. So good. I, you know, skeptical, but it's delicious. So, and then I got to talking to the other girl, and I did a little Snapchat. I follow them on Snapchat now, and I did a little snap regarding why I was there. So it was really, really cool. Mm-hmm. And I gave them my card, so they maybe listen to the podcast. So shout out to you girls, Cindy Melo from USC. Right?
Yeah.
USC. Yes. All right. Well, that's what I'm crushing on, girls. And the reason we left Esme at the end is because our next segment is Esme Adventures. Tell us what you're crushing on.
Oh. A whole section for you.
Just for you.
So make it quick.
So I'm crushing on my trip to Germany, actually. It was pretty fucking badass. One of my best friend. We landed in Berlin. Then we hit up Prague. We were there for a week. Beautiful fucking buildings. I loved it. Fresh, crisp air. Beer was fucking cheap. I was drunk every day.
Yeah.
Can I ask how much beer was?
It was in crowns, but it was pretty much like maybe like 40 crowns for a beer, which is like less. I don't know. It was like cheap as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause the money from Prague translated into like way less than the euros in Germany. So, and like a beer in Germany was €1.
Oh, wow.
So it was
wow.
fucking cheap. It was like pretty much like cents in Prague, but the money, like
yeah.
the crowns were like different, I guess. I don't
know. Yeah, yeah,
everything
yeah.
worked out different, but it was everything was fucking cheap. So I was drunk all day, every day.
Nice.
And, yeah, man, I loved it. Germany was...
It was just you two?
No. It was my best friend, her boyfriend, his brother, and the parents. But the parents stayed with, like, the other brother. And, yeah, it was just fucking...
What do you like the most about it? What stood out to you that was very different?
Fine-ass guys. What the hell?
Really? Were they just how you like them? Because I remember you like those tall blanquitos and stuff.
In Germany, yes. In Prague, no. In Prague, there was like a lot of... Well, even in Germany, but there was like a lot of Turkish guys there.
Those guys are fucking gorgeous.
Okay. I don't want to say no, but like I kind of seen, you know, and like it was funny because right there when we were in Germany, there was some guy we had stopped at this place like to go eat, and he was on me like fucking flies on shit. He was like, "Oh, come back!" And then he was asking me what I was, and I was like, because everyone that would ask, I'm like, "Oh, Mexicana," and I, you know, started speaking Spanish and shit, and like. Yeah, he just was like, "Oh, come back. Let's drink tequila when I get off." I don't
have
anything here. I was like,
"Deuces."
Yeah, but I mean, everything was beautiful out there. I really didn't want to come home from Berlin. At least I love Berlin,
mm-hmm.
and like the people in Czech, like I mean, it was cool and everything, but they were more serious. And
that's why Germany. I think we would bond with Germans. They know how to party. They drink like fucking crazy.
Yeah, I had mm-hmm. went to like one of the nights. Well, I mean, I did a lot of different shit, I guess, everywhere, but it was pretty much just revolved around just getting fucked up, you know?
Good.
Yeah, and the weather in Prague was pretty much, like, humid, and, like, you would fucking break a sweat within 5 minutes, when you'd walk, and everyone would walk everywhere, take the trains, bus, and in Berlin, the weather was fucking beautiful. I loved it. It was gloomy, like, there's so much green everywhere. I honestly didn't want to leave. Everyone was like, "Oh, I'm homesick." I'm like, "Homesick? What's that?" I'm fucking like, living and loving it.
I got homesick for you. Like, not like missing you, but
damn.
I'd be like, "God damn, she's still out there?" Like, I would have missed home.
Legit, I would ask him, like, "When is this?"
I don't know. I think she moved out there.
Wait, how long was the trip?
We went for 2 weeks.
Oh, really? It went like
it's
like
neither of us long.
Yeah,
I was like,
was
fuck,
really
she's still up there. Yeah.
I think it's because we talk every day.
Maybe.
Like all day every day.
I know I got worried for you one day. I think it was the day you were traveling back, and I was like, I haven't heard from her.
Yeah.
Like, why?
You were replying to
why?
Us.
Why?
It was because I
it makes
my
sense.
Phone.
You're on vacation.
Yeah. I only use my phone during Wi-Fi, though.
Yeah.
But I mean, the only thing that I was kind of bummed about was that I was trying to get fucked out there, but... It was like, it wasn't happening. I was like, no, because, I mean, like I said, I thought the guys in Germany, in Berlin, were, like, so much better looking than the guys in Prague, but we were in Prague for, like, fuck. Well, I mean, we were, like, a week in a week, but it just, I don't know. Fuck. It just didn't go down. I was like, fuck, and I had my chance, but then it was, like, with some Mexican guy, and I was like, fuck, did I really come over here to fuck some Mexican guy? So I was like, I was kind of torn between, like, the two.
No, you're right. It was a different setting, but it was still a Mexican guy.
Yeah, so I was like, fuck. But he, I mean, he was cool as fuck.
But you could have chalked it up to vacation sex.
Yeah, I could have, but I was thinking, like, white guys, you know? But the bars out there are pretty fucking cool, man. Like they wouldn't even close. Some of them didn't, but I liked, like, the whole adventure of it all, just, like, figuring out what train to go on, and then, like, the bus ride from Prague to Germany was fucking beautiful.
So was a bus?
Was that expensive? Like, the travel transport?
The train was...
I don't know, like, metro?
Kind of, because we took a train, but we bought it the same day, like, on the way, because we had first landed in Berlin, and then we went to Prague, so... Mm-hmm. The train ticket was a little bit pricey because we bought it that same day, mm-hmm. but... It was fucking nice. Like, I enjoyed it. And then on our way from Prague back to Berlin the next week, we took the bus. So, like, a double-decker bus.
Ooh.
Yeah, and, like, man, it was beautiful. Like fields of just sunflowers. I was like, oh, my God. Yes. And I would take pictures, and then my stupid phone, it would be like, oh, it doesn't load, so I can't even see a lot of the pictures that I took.
Oh.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Lame.
But, I mean, so I'm Christian. Yeah, that trip was fucking amazing. Like, I didn't want to leave, but I kind of felt like when I came back, I felt sick from not being in Berlin. The only thing, it was so fucking nice, the weather. I tried pho out there for the first time.
Really?
Oh, my God. Fucking magical. I was addicted, bro. I was like, let's go eat it again. Like, because we ate it for breakfast, because you know how, like, a hangover cure?
Yeah, yeah.
Man. Oh, my God. I browned out this one day, right? And I was, you know, I said that I went out with my best friend, her boyfriend, and the brother, and, mm-hmm. like, when we were in Berlin, we all stayed in the same room or whatever, right? And, like, me and him had went out one time. Oh, fuck, I forgot to tell you the story. Long story short, one day, me and him, this is when we were in Prague. So, a week before, we were in Prague, and my best friend and her boyfriend didn't want to go out, and we're like, all right, fuck it, me and you, let's go to hit the bars or whatever, not on the town, you know, just me and you. And
you
I was
who?
Like,
The brother. Okay.
And I kind of thought it was going to be like, you know, I mean, I thought he was kind of cute. And he was like, let's go this and that. And then, like, we're walking, and this motherfucker smoking Marlboro Reds. I don't know about you guys if you were smoking, but whew, sometimes they make you take a shit, you know? Because out there, like, I bought a pack of cigarettes, and I haven't smoked in years, you know? Mm-hmm. But I was like, cigarettes in years. And I was like, fuck, like, I just felt it out there because everyone would smoke everywhere. People would be drinking at 8 o'clock in the morning. I was like, one in Rome. Fuck it, I'm going to do the same. So he's smoking. I'm like, watch yourself. And then he was like, you know, he's laughing. And then we're drinking, walking there. And then it was kind of a romantic setting because we're walking and then it starts sprinkling.
Aww.
I was like, oh, my God. This is like in the movie.
Did he give you his jacket?
He didn't have a jacket, and no, I doubt he would have. And so, so then after that, it starts raining harder, you know, and I'm like, fuck. And then out of nowhere, we're like walking up the steps, like to go to some bar, and then he was like, fuck, I gotta take a shit. Right? And then I'm just like, okay, like.
TMI.
So we pull up, we get to like a bar, and he's like, fuck, can you ask him if they have a restroom? And at this point, it's raining fucking hard, you know, so I'm like, alright, go in. No bartenders around. So I come back out, he's gone. I'm
holy
like,
shit.
What the fuck? And I'm just standing there like, he's probably going to come back. 5 minutes pass, 10 minutes pass, and it's raining hard as fuck. I'm sitting there. I was looking cute, but now, like, my hair's fucking wet.
The romance was over.
Yes. My eyeliner was on my eyelid. No. I was like a hot mess. And I was wearing flats, bro. I was like... Anything that can go wrong will. So I'm standing there, and then I start screaming out his name. I'm like, Renette! Like, loud as fuck, trying to, like, where the fuck did this fool go? Like, you just told me, like, 2 minutes ago to go into the bar. I come back, and you're gone? And I was like, fucking, maybe he found a spot to go, like, take a shit, you know? Like, at a bar or something. And I'm standing there, and it's raining, and I'm like, fuck it. 15 minutes past, 20, 25, and I'm still yelling his name, like, what the fuck? And you know how to go back to
I didn't know how to get back. So I was like, what am I going to do? And then I couldn't call my best friend or anybody because my phone, I didn't get service out there.
Let me just say, when you started the story, I thought it was going to be completely different.
I did. So then it gets worse.
So then after that, I'm just like, because I was waiting out there for him because I'm like, I don't want to miss him if he comes back and then I'm gone and then I don't fucking know how to get back, you know? Because most of the time, I was not really navigating. Everyone else was, and I was just, like, in my own little drunk. Because nobody really wanted to get drunk with me. And I was like, fuck it.
Right?
You want some? No? Okay.
I'll drink it then.
Yeah, I'll drink it. And so I'm like, fucking, I was going to go back into the bar where I had went in, and it was closed. And I'm like, fuck. So then, and it's fucking still raining, you know? And I'm just standing outside like, fucking, I'm just going to smoke this fucking cigarette till I figure something out and... I'm either going to fucking wing it and try to find my way back home, or I'm just going to wait here till somebody fucking comes and gets me. Like, yeah. I don't know, you know? Because I don't even know how to just... I don't even know what fucking street we're staying on. So I was, like, totally lost, you know? And then next thing you know, I hear somebody say, Shasha! Like, they yell out some name, and I'm like, what the fuck? And I look, and it's some chick, and I'm like, what the fuck? And I kind of walk towards her, and it's my best friend.
Oh, snap.
And I'm like, oh, you wanted to come out? You're going to come drink with us? And she's like... No, what the fuck? These are my pajamas. And I'm like, what are you doing out here? She's like, bro, he shit himself.
Oh,
I was like,
oh
no.
My God.
No. Yes. I was like, that's fucking insane.
Wow.
He's excuse for me.
Oh.
And I was like, oh my God, what happened? And she's like, we came down here with some baby wipes, some spare clothes, and a towel. And I was like, he legit shit himself? And she was like, yeah, I guess he said that, like, when you went into the bar, he, like, farted. Because you know how, like, sometimes
he ended up sharding.
But he said, like, after that happened, he ran to the bushes to, like, or, you know? Yes. And I guess he said every step of the way, like, shit was coming out.
And it wasn't even,
like, a little bit. I guess it turned out to be, like, chorro, like, a lot.
Oh,
and I guess, like, that shit was... And so me and her are standing there or whatever, and then I guess, like, this food, like, legit was naked in the motherfucking bushes. Like, I was like, fuck.
So he heard you screaming.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And then you realized that your hotel room was right across the street.
We still had a fucking... We still had to walk, but...
Fuck, man.
But this would have...
He bought
her,
with
like,
a towel?
For a change of... Huh?
Oh, no, he... They brought him clothes. Okay, yeah. I was like, what do you want?
He wiped with the towel and everything, but I'm pretty sure there was shit on his shoes if it was, like, going down...
Yeah.
All right, so then after that, like, we fucking... After that, I was like, oh, you guys brought him spare clothes, so me and him are still going out, right? And she's like, we asked him, but he was like, fuck no.
Duh.
Yeah. Yeah, and then, like, I guess, like, he gets there before us, and then he's in the... I don't know. He's cleaning himself up, and then we're all in the living room, you know. And then he walks out in his boxers, and then everyone just starts laughing. And he was like, "Fuck, that's so embarrassing!" Like, after that, I was like, "I definitely ain't gonna hook up with this nigga."
What is his name?
Watch his choro.
Wow, he went all the way to Germany to shit himself.
That's awesome.
That's totally not how I thought this story was going to go.
Yeah.
So not
Dude,
how
I thought it was going to be like, oh, we had a nice connection. I thought it was going to be cool, you know, because like
it was so romantic.
Yes.
I thought he was going to steal a kiss.
I thought that's what I thought was going to happen. You know, like, not that I was like trying to fall in love with him, but fuck it, maybe when in Rome, you know, because me and him had our own room and they had their room, everyone had their own beds. Like, he had his own bed,
yeah.
I did, and then like, and then like after that, a couple of days later, this fool comes back faded as fuck, right? And that day I didn't go out because I almost fucking died, bro. Alcohol poisoning, like,
oh shit, no way.
I took my Uber driver's advice, and he was like, yeah, you know, like, when you're out there, just fucking try to do it, like, the cheap way, you know? Go to the grocery store, buy yourself food, and just do that. So I was like, fuck, yeah. I legit lost some weight when I was out there, because when we were in Prague, bro, I was just eating fucking nothing but fruit, grapes, fucking apples, cherry tomatoes, all that. And so one of the days, like, I didn't go out, because I was, like, fucking throwing up all day. It was horrible. And, this fool fucking comes home and he's throwing stuff through my window, right? Because I had my window open. And then I'm like, who the fuck is that? And then, like, he's like, hey. And then I go and he was like, yeah, I was about to serenade you right now. I was like, this fool. And I was like, all right. I go open the door for him. He comes in and then he's like, hey, like, can I lay with you on your bed? Because I had, like, a queen-size bed. I was like, take your ass over there. What the fuck? I'm not trying to share with you. Like, after the
shit. I'm like, what's the shit on my bed?
Like, you are tainted in more ways than one.
But I don't learn my lesson, so we ended up going to Germany, right? Girl. So we all go out and we're fucking drinking and everything, like doing the most, and then like we fucking come back and it's like six in the morning or something. And I was fucking faded, you know, and most of the time like I'll be kind of like, you know, but not too gone. But at this point, like, I don't even remember. My best friend, like, we all got ready and we left, and she's like, fuck, do you remember what you told him last night?
What?
Like, no. I was like, what did I say? And she's like, dude, you're like, you told him what's up. She's like, fuck, you told him fuck me on the low. And we're all in the same room. Like, how would that even happen? And I was like, that's so fucking embarrassing, dude. Like, fuck. And then, yes. And then I was like, really? She's like, yeah, you kept pulling his blanket off of him. I was fucking mortified. I was like, fuck. And then to top that off, like, I was like, some other guy that I've been talking to, oh my god, I was sending him like the kinkiest shit, like, oh my god. I woke up and read the messages, I was like, erase, because I don't know if you know this, but on Instagram, if you send a message and you can unsend it. And so I was unsending all of
them. But they can see it. Like, if they see it before.
On Instagram, you can undo it before they see it, because it tells you when they see it.
That's what I was going to tell you. Like, if they see it before you try to unsend it, then it's pointless.
Yeah, no, but it tells you when they see it or not. Yeah. So I was over here, like, unsending the messages and shit, and I, like... let's just say I just took an L because he's seen it. I was like, fuck. But it was nothing like, I was just like, what's up? Let me fuck you when you come back. Or when I go back and like shit like that, you know? But I was like, I was just like, really? Like, I was like, fuck. And then like later on, that guy, he asked me, he's like, hey, do you remember what you told me last night? And I honestly didn't remember. And I was like, nah, man. And then he was just like, all right, I'm not going to tell you then. And I was like, thank you, because I don't want to know, even though I already knew, you know? Mm-hmm. And then I was like, hey, but if I said anything inappropriate, my bad, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this and that.
And I bet you were
going to whatever. He's still more embarrassed about
it. He was like, it was all inappropriate.
Fuck. I was like, whoops, taking L's. But, yeah, so my trip was adventurous, I guess.
good.
It was fun.
What kind of, historical landmark did you like most?
Fuck.
But like a penis one.
Oh my god!
That's little as fuck.
It was blasted, bro.
Okay, I was like,
not
impressed.
I mean, I
was resting.
I kind of want to say it was
he just came out of the pool. I'm just kidding.
Shrinking.
Well, I don't even know what the fuck it was called. It was like some golden, like, fucking angel or something. Like, I don't know. I took a picture of it, but that shit was fucking
in
badass.
Germany?
Yeah. It was like some, I don't know.
Small bit.
Honestly, I wasn't really reading any of the things. Mm-hmm. And then we went to the Berlin Wall, which was pretty fucking cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was beautiful.
Yeah. It was fucking tight, because I was like, what the fuck? Like, they actually, you know, they told me the story of, like, the segregation and all this shit.
Yeah.
I was like... And then my friend was like, imagine if you were in love with some guy and he was on one side and you were on the other and you met up every day to talk. And I was like, bitch, who thinks about
that? She went extra. She went extra when I was.
Just a little bit.
I'm not in love. No quiero. And
Dile, no thanks. I'm good.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I just really enjoyed, like, just being fucked up out there and, like, just... I don't know. It was just a good time overall. Like, I loved it. I wouldn't, maybe one day, moving there. But my next adventure that I want to go on is fucking to Mexico and then to Ireland.
Well, nice. Ireland.
Yes.
Like, P.S. I love you?
Yes.
That's why I was thinking in my head the whole time.
Yeah.
That's why I want to go to Ireland.
Yeah.
Same thing. Nice. And you're drunk in it. Oh,
that's Irish amazing. I'm so glad you had such a great time.
Thank you. I did. That was fun.
So, did you have enough of what the money you took?
Oh, well, no. I transferred, it was 700 American, but into euros it transferred into 585, mm-hmm. and... I mean, I would have had enough, but the way I was fucking drinking, because I wasn't really, like,
I don't know about you, but whenever I go on vacation, like, I don't really like to, like, indulge in the food too much. Like, mm-hmm. you know, it's just like, but with the people that I was with, like, every few hours, like, let's go eat, or, like, let's buy this, and, like, you know?
Yeah, dude, the French fries with mayo in Germany. That's, like, the thing you have to get.
I did that. Because mm-hmm. they gave us ketchup and then mayo, but not uh-huh. together, but uh-huh. so I mixed my own shit, and I was like, oh, it's delicious. But, yeah, like, pretty much, wait, what was I saying?
The food?
You don't like indulging the food.
Oh, yeah. So, I was just... Because the people that I was with were like, let's go out to eat, or like, I'm hungry, let's eat. And I mean, you know, you could go eat, and I'm going to go with you, but I was just fucking indulging in the beer. There were so many different kinds, and I really liked that. Like, the dark beer wasn't bitter. Mm. It was, like, really fucking smooth. Like, Guinness-y, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow. I loved it.
Nice.
And then I wouldn't really get hungover, besides that day that I almost died.
That one time.
But besides that, like, fuck, I would not wake up hungover at all, and I barely drink water.
That's awesome.
Wow.
I saw you guys had some umbrellas. Did it rain a lot during your trip?
Yeah. Yeah, probably. Kind of. I would say maybe, like, 6 out of the 14 days. For, like, the first 4 days in Prague, it didn't, and then it was weird. Like, it would be sunny, and then out of nowhere, a cloud would come, and then it would rain hard, and then it would, like, stop 10 minutes later.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like you couldn't really gauge when it was going to happen.
Yeah.
And then in Germany, it was kind of like more of, like, a steady sprinkle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And yeah. then some days, like, a couple of days, it did rain, like, really hard, but besides that, no, not too much.
Nice.
Just easy sprinkle.
That's so cool.
What was your favorite dish besides the pho?
She said she had pho?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for her hangover.
My favorite.
Or La Cruda.
Honestly, I didn't really like the food out there.
Really?
I don't think I would either.
She said tasted like a bratwurst, and I didn't really like it. I was trying to be open-minded about it. But
at least you tried it.
Yeah.
You know, for the sausage. I had some, I think it was called goulash.
Really? How was that?
It was like carne con chile, but it wasn't spicy, and it didn't really have much flavor. Like, it wasn't my cup of tea, you know?
She needed the arroz.
I was like, what the fuck? Like, I don't know. It was just, like, different. I was trying to be open-minded, and then I had, it said, like, potato wedges with cheese. I was like, this is going to be bomb. Bro, I was so disappointed.
No, really.
It was like, when I said wedges, I thought it was going to be like
the little
spears, you know? It was fucking like little slices, like little, you know, circular. The potato was cut just like that. And then it had like, fuck, like the cheese had like oregano in it, or I don't know what. Mm-hmm. And then on that, it had like a brick of egg. Like, it was weird. Like, it looked like the egg was whisked, and then it was like on top, and it was baked, and it was like a legit, like this, like a fucking sponge, like egg, and that shit didn't have any flavor. It tasted like, I was like, like, it made me gag a little bit, because it was
spongy?
Foamy, yeah, like spongy, like, it didn't really have flavor. They didn't have any, like, salt and pepper, or at that place that we had to go eat, I was like, the fuck is this? This is potatoes with cheese? Why is there egg? It didn't say that there was going to be egg, like, dude, and then, like, I don't know, I guess, like, the food just, it wasn't to my liking, so I was really glad that I did buy all of the fruit that I bought, because my friend and everybody, like, was at the grocery store, she bought, like, a lot of meat, you know, and it just doesn't taste the same, because I even bought salami, like, from the deli, because I love salami. What?
Really?
it didn't even taste good, like, it just tasted like, I can't even describe it to you, like, it has, like a bitter taste, like, and then my friend bought, like, links to make for breakfast. They tasted bitter. I was like, what the fuck? The eggs were, like, room temperature. Like, I don't know, just things were just different. You know, I'm not hating on it, but it was just not my cup of tea.
What about the fruit? Was it, like, smaller than here, or como, because you know how it's
different. Yeah, it was.
Mm.
Not the watermelon, though. The watermelon was fucking big, but I like that they had already had it sliced and then, like, saran wrap.
Mm-hmm.
And, let me see. What else? And then they didn't really have pineapples out there. I was like, what? And finally, when I got it, I was like, yes. I ate the whole thing by myself one day when I was drunk, and then the next time my tongue was all cut.
Oh, my God.
I was like, oh. And And then same thing with, like, the watermelon. One day I came back drunk as fuck, and then I ate it. They're like, don't eat it. You're going to get the runs. I'm like, fuck it. I pretty much ate the whole thing by myself because nobody wanted to, and I was putting Valentina on there, trying to Mexican it up. Uh-huh. 3 hours later, whoop. I was like, fuck, they were right. But I didn't care. I was like, let's shed these LBs. But yeah, man, I mean, I was trying to make the most out of it, you know, and trying to do it on a budget as well, because I knew I wasn't going to be drinking like a fish. I was like, food that I'm not going to like, or
beer that I'm going to like.
That I know I'm going to like, you know? Yeah. So, yeah, it was pretty cool. We went to some, like underground, like, 90s fucking, like...
Oh, that club.
Yeah, it was, like, a rave that you would see, like, in a vampire movie or some shit.
Yes, exactly. I saw your snap, and I'm like, what are you doing in my hood? Like, that's so my style. I'm like, dude, I should be there.
That was fucking... That was pretty nuts. I was walking around asking people for ecstasy. I would, huh?
Well, did you get any?
No. I was so fucking bummed. And then nobody had coke either. I'm like, fuck. Because I guess over there they told me to say if do you have ecstasy or some shit like that, or ecstasy for sale is mate drogi. And I was walking around and everybody was like, no.
And one was walking up to little people, to like little kids, they'd be like,
no. But it was, I was walking up to the guy.
My friend said when she went to Amsterdam, that, like, people will go to the clubs and they'll take their kids, like, little ass kids.
What the hell?
Like, that over there, like, no fucks are given.
Yeah, like, people, ladies were smoking a cigarette with their kid right here, like,
whoa.
Oh, my God. But, I mean, you know, I'm not going to judge. I'm over here, like, cheers with this. I was living and loving it. But, yeah, that was pretty fucking cool. And, like, I thought there was another one where they were playing, like, I think I posted a snap. They were playing, like, the fuck, Depeche Mode, like, just, like, it just... They were just singing it live. It was pretty fucking cool.
Oh,
I'm so glad you had fun.
Me too. I'm glad I didn't, like, I don't know. Because you know how some people, they were like, get homesick or whatever. Or I don't know, whatever the fuck. Like, some people, they get, like, annoyed or, like, oh, this and that. When we came back from the trip, my best friend's boyfriend was like, man, I'm glad you came. Like, you balanced it out. Because I guess, like... Some days everybody would be, like, really serious, and I'm over here, like, drinking, cracking jokes. I'm like, you know? And after that, everyone started getting into it, and then, you know, we'd all start drinking. Mm-hmm. But I think one of my favorite things was the beer garden.
Nice.
That was pretty fucking tight. And then we went to Stone Brewery out there, too.
I know. I saw that. Oh, that's so cool.
I still remember that.
Just one more question.
Yeah.
If you could change anything from that trip, what would you do? Like, what would you do different? Well, besides the watermelon, what would you change if you could do it all over again?
Take my best friend Jess. Because nobody out there was drinking on my level how I wanted to do it.
Okay.
Like, I was trying to just, like, get smash face, like, and then go, like, be ballsy, go, like, talk to some fucking, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Some guy's like, yeah, you know, like, come back to our place. Like, some shit, like, go fuck out there or something. But, like, you need somebody who's going to be with you on that. Yeah, and, like... Yep. For the most part, yeah, everybody that was there, like, they were kind of drinking, but not to, like, how I wanted to do it, you know? And I was still drink, but it's not always fun when you're drunk by yourself,
yeah,
you know?
Of course.
You need that one person, like, oh, like, you know? And I was pretty much that drunk, funny person, but it's always better when you have your drunk best friend there with you. Like, oh, you know, like, let's fucking do wild shit. Let's twerk right now in the street in the rain, you know? But, like, it was... You know, I mean, it was cool with who I went with, but that's what I would want to change. Like, take somebody who's gonna fucking go balls to the walls and be like, let's fucking, you know,
mm-hmm.
let's go
get some.
Yes, you know,
nice.
Yeah, but besides that, like, everything was good. Like, the money that I took, I ended up taking out a little bit more. Like, we did touristy stuff, and then at the same time, I don't really like to do too much touristy stuff either. You know, so I was okay with how everything went down, pretty much.
Excellent. I'm so glad you had fun.
Agreed.
Yay. Yeah.
You're international.
I was living through you.
Mm-hmm. I sure was. I was right there with you, especially at the club with the red lighting.
Yay.
And the fog. I was there shadow dancing.
Yeah. People didn't really dance, though.
What?
I would have been all up on that shit with you. Let's drink and let's shadow that. Let's teach these motherfuckers. Oh,
but, like, yeah, people were just like, do my like, dip. How you see on South Park? You know how you see that with the little goth kids like that?
Yeah, the little stompy thing?
Yeah.
I know how to do the stompy thing, too.
Yeah, but they were just, that's how they were really dancing.
She's like, I would have blended in no matter what.
I would have totally done it.
Yeah.
Oh, one more question.
Yes.
Did you take any club clothes? Like, or was it just regular clothes throughout the trip?
No, I did take, like, I took some hoochie-ass clothes out there, but, like, I think guys thought I was a hooker. Because, like, a lot of the girls didn't, like, wear shit that I was wearing.
What would they wear?
Like, just regular, like, a lot of people dress, like in the 90s, to be real with you, like that. Like, their sneakers, like, seriously, their clothes wasn't, like
1994.
You know how, like, the patterns like this, it wasn't. It was, like, they'd wear, like, orange shirts or like bright shit. Yeah, like 90s or like faded blue jeans,
like
like
baggy pants with the pleats.
Yeah.
Or like acid wash jeans.
Yes, dude. I was like, what the fuck? Like they'd wear like 90s like jackets
with the
like
pants up to their stomach.
Like members only.
Some people. Yeah, like members only jackets like that. I was like, what the fuck? Like,
members only.
Yeah, like those kind of like
everybody wearing overalls
kind of looking jacket. No, not overalls, but like a lot of the stuff was reminiscent of like the 90s. I was like, what the fuck? Like it tripped me out. I was like, what the hell?
¿Cómo?
Yeah, especially more in Prague than in Germany. In Germany, it was more, like, versatile, but in Prague, it was more, like, I'm 90s out the game right now.
Whoa.
They're still trying to catch up. It was crazy. And then when you'd walk by the little, like, fashion areas, like, it was, like, fucking shit from, like, that you would see, like, what the
you're
fuck
like,
in the 80s, like, 90s. Yeah, like, it was just weird. I was like, what the fuck? Like, I guess you're not too big on fashion over there in the Czech Republic or something. Or maybe the area that we were in, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I was kind of like, whoa, taken back. Wait, what did you ask me?
Anything did you...
Did you take any, like, party outfits?
Oh, yeah, I did. So that day that we went to the fucking, that rave thing, I was over here like, hell yeah, because I was over here trying to look fucking cute, trying to pull somebody, and I did. I had, like, a choker on, and I had, like...
That's all you have to wear.
And I had on some red lipstick, and, like, I thought I looked fucking cute, you know? And I had, like, this, like, short dress on, like, short fucking dress, but it was kind of, like, flowy, and I had shorts on underneath, and I had some wedges on. And then we fucking go to that, like, rave club, and I was like, why am I dressed like this? Like, why didn't you guys tell me that it was going to be, like, this kind of club, you know?
Uh-huh.
And they were like, well, we didn't even know. I'm like, oh, fuck. So I'm, like, totally out of place. Everyone's, like, wearing, like, mainly black, and I'm over here wearing, like, a gray dress with flowers on it. Uh-huh. Like, oh, fuck, you know? And then the day that I stayed in, because I was sick, they went to some sick-ass, like, fucking club.
Of course.
I was like...
You motherfuckers.
Yes. Mm. But I was over here. I was trying to dress hoochie, trying to pull somebody, you know. But my friend was like, bitch, I think they think you're a hooker or something. I think they did, though. Because, like, one time, we went to the park, right? And some guy, like, I walked away to go smoke a cigarette because I didn't want to smoke it in front of, like, my friend's boyfriend's parents. And some fucking guy walks up, and he sits down on the bench next to me. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And then this one starts fucking asking me, like, oh, like, something hotel? And I was like, yeah, my hotel's over here. And then he's like, oh, American? And I was like, Mexicana. And then he's talking to me, and then he's like, oh, what the fuck he said? He said that he was Romanian, right?
Uh-huh.
Cause it was the ugliest fuck little mouse-looking guy. I was like...
Is that the guy you were telling us about in the group text?
I think.
Yeah, that's him.
That offered sex? Yes! Yeah. And then he started saying, like, you very good. And I was like, what?
Who told you?
Where are you from? Out here. No, and then, yeah, he was like, sex? Me? Oh, no, he's like, sex? Hotel? You very good? And I was like, fuck no! And I, like, laughed and I just walked away. I was like, hell no. Awkward. This isn't the kind of guy I want to get hit on by. Like, what is this?
Wow. That's kind of cool, though.
Yeah. Who gets hit on Biopark at, like, 3 p.m. after getting, like, off the set?
Who gets confused for a hooker at 3 p.m.?
Yeah, like, what do you mean?
Oh, sweet.
Hey, like, you don't know what time the hookers work over there. That could be, like, an all-day thing.
Maybe. More money.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so happy that you shared your adventures with us.
Yeah, dude, I lived through you. I was like, yes,
I'm so, yes.
Especially that shit story. Everyone was shook.
Nah. You can keep that one.
Dude, I was gagging. Okay. I was like, oh, shit.
I'm so...
You would think the rain would help him.
All right.
You know, but it, I guess not. don't think of visuals. Don't do it.
Hold that should probably, like, build up his socks. I think he's 29 or 30.
Oh, fuck.
I think he's never lived that. I think he's going to turn 30 this year because he's my brother's age. They went to school together.
Socks.
Oh, or shit, wow. Like loaded with
shoes. Yeah.
And then because
you have to throw away those shoes.
Before we left Germany, he fucking threw them away. And I was like, what the fuck? They were pretty much brand new, like, Vans. High tops.
They're tainted.
I was like,
I'm gonna throw them away.
They're tainted, my
dad. Yeah.
But, like, how are you gonna keep them throughout the whole trip and then throw them away before we leave? Like,
that's true. That is
true. He threw them away.
He kept them until the last day before we left.
Okay, yeah, well, that's stupid.
That's for it.
That's a bad reminder.
Like, you cannot let those into the hotel.
He didn't want that negativity in his life.
All the time he puts them on, he has, like, flashbacks.
Probably, like, little shit things.
He's never even going to buy that same pair. Like, those make me shit.
Yeah, dude. He said he's going to think of him shitting his pants.
After he shit his pants, he said he fucking chucked a pack of cigarettes in the forest. He was pissed. He was like, fuck these fucking shits. I was like, motherfucker, I told you. Don't fuck with the whole rest. You thought I was playing with you, but I be saying the truth.
You should have told him. Be like, why didn't you answer me back if you were hiding right there?
Nah. I asked him, but he said, nah, I didn't hear you. I'm like, nigga, because you were nervous as fuck that I was going to go find your ass.
Oh, shit.
Because imagine, like, if I would have walked back, like, where he was at, I would have probably seen him sitting there, like, naked.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
Hey, there weren't any, like, shit things. Cool.
That you could have followed, like,
oh my God, the rain.
It was raining.
The rain washed it away.
Let's hope.
Because, dude, human feces smells so
much. Let's not. Like, why do you guys want to know those details? Like, let's not.
One random fact it's about. Like when you go to the rancho, there's no bathroom, you have to fucking.
What yeah, but you don't shit on yourself. You go in the milpas and shit.
But you gotta remember where you shit it, because next time you go, you have to go away from that spot, because then you're gonna go back to where you shit the first place. And then if you go with other people, you gotta be careful other people to shit around.
Remember.
Yeah.
One random fact that I thought was cool as fuck was that people didn't have their dogs in a leash, and the dogs out there didn't bark. I didn't see that one fucking dog bark. And none of the dogs, you know how dogs over here, they go and smell you?
Yeah.
They didn't do that. If you were eating, wouldn't even get close to you. They stand next to their owner at all times.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That was fucking cool.
Well trained and shit.
Yeah, but it was crazy. Like, maybe the dogs over there know what the fuck's going on. Because the dogs wouldn't even walk a little bit, but they'd come back to the owner. And, like, they would walk past another dog and wouldn't even sniff it. You know how over here
they
dogs,
don't sniff
like,
their
really?
Butt?
Nope. Really?
That's crazy.
It was. And there was
so Rugrats be lying to me when the little Paris dogs start sniffing each other's asses?
Well, I don't know about Paris. I don't know about Paris, but in Germany and in Czech, the dogs were fucking mellow, bro.
That's
pretty
crazy.
There was Lassies, there was Terriers, there was fucking like...
They're in the 90s.
For real.
Yeah,
it was nuts. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Am I in the Twilight Zone?
Yeah. That was pretty cool. I was like, wow.
That's awesome.
Classy dogs.
Classy dogs.
Snobbish dogs.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for sharing with us. I was eager to hear your adventures. Did you guys hear about Mac giving away free lipsticks
while I was working? Yeah.
It was National Lipstick Day a few days back, and
so upset because their formulas are amazing.
So, did any of you guys stand in line to get these lipsticks?
No.
Does it test on animals?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't give a fuck.
It was on Saturday.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was on Saturday, I don't wear a mask.
While I was working?
I was not going to stand in line for that.
She's right.
Their
lip
feet are so good.
I've heard, but I've never given them a try.
They have amazing...
Their liquid lipstick formula is actually really impressive,
it's
too.
It's so good.
I've seen the MAC filter on Snapchat, but I didn't think anything of it. And I didn't hear that, or else I probably would have tried.
Dude, Saturday I was up all morning because my neighbor's house was on fire.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, you should have been... No, not your Snapchat.
What happened?
Are they Hispanic?
No, they're black.
What happened?
We don't know. They don't know. Fire, like,
but the whole thing? Do they just have
yeah, that whole house is done.
Do they do drugs?
Oh, my God, really?
No. It's like a foster house.
Is it the house
down? That's fucked up. They burned the little kid down.
Two houses down.
What?
Little kids live there?
Yeah. Little babies.
That sucks.
That's fucked up.
I was like,
but nobody's hurt, right?
No, they all got out on time.
Bro, they let the blanche on for sure.
It's a long story, but nah.
That's fucking crazy.
But the whole house is done, like, condemned. Oh. About to get torn down and shit.
Dang.
They already put, like, the fucking...
So what happens when that happens to your house?
Well, look, she had insurance, but let's see if the insurance covers it.
Yeah, that's true.
Or maybe they filed for, like, don't they have, like, house insurance or something? That if something happens, they get it covered and they get money out of it and shit? It's a foster house that can be.
Depending on what happens.
It depends what type of insurance. Because you could have house insurance, but then you still have to have, like, a, like, here in California, you have to have earthquake insurance, too.
Yeah.
Which is separate. And then fire insurance is not included in regular house insurance, so it has to be added on, too. And then it can only be, like,
Insurance itself.
Insurance itself. I used to work there, so I took all the tests and all that bullshit. Like, they find ways to screw you over so fucking quick.
Mm-hmm. Like, for instance,
it can be, like, man-made fires, because then they won't cover shit. Mm-hmm. Have to be like
electrical,
you know, like something went wrong. Just kidding. So
yeah, like for instance, the 9/11, a lot of people's policies didn't get paid because it didn't cover terrorist attacks.
Oh, I know. Now there is specific terrorist insurance.
Yeah, but back then, it didn't cover a lot of people because of that.
Mm-hmm. That sounds so fucking stupid.
It's fucked up.
Yeah,
it is. Well,
so some people were actually like, I'm going to get a terrorist insurance.
Nowadays, like if you have a business, if you have, like at our job, at my job, I actually was looking at the paperwork and reading into it because our insurance provider, like, sent us applications to apply for terrorist insurance. And I was just like,
Híjole.
Seriously?
This and is you have to pay for that too?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like better be fucking 50 cents though, because I ain't about to. Ain't nobody gonna bomb me.
And then also,
exactly what I thought.
What falls under the umbrella of terrorist?
I don't know. I didn't fucking read it.
Because I think that'd be very important. It has to be broad. It can't just be like, oh, it's this and this. Nah, motherfucker, you better cover me for a lot of motherfucking.
It's pretty specific.
Jeez.
So you didn't go because of fire. You didn't go see it. Mac lipstick because you didn't know.
Yeah.
I was working. Your excuse?
I don't wear masks.
She doesn't wear masks.
That's the same thing. Yeah. I don't wear masks.
Well, I didn't go either, but the story goes that Mac didn't even have enough for the populace, and they were giving out those weird shades, like the blue.
I saw those. I was like, are people really in line for this?
Yeah, they actually, it was like several different Mac counters had, for instance, there was one I read had only 10 samples, and there was one that only had 500.
They were giving out sample tests?
No.
Oh, yeah.
No. It was a regular sized lipstick.
Oh, okay.
But they were giving out, like, blue and purple and, like, those...
Oh, they could only give select colors?
Yeah.
They so, once they were... It's not even worth it. I'd rather just go buy the one
I want. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, one of the articles I read, this girl was in line for, like, 45 minutes. And she said they ran out as soon as, like, she went to the front of the line. They had run out already. And then she called other Mac places. And, you know, everybody was the same story. Ran out, like, 30 minutes after they opened or... One of them, she said, ran out 10 minutes after they opened because everybody had different quantities. Like, some of them had 10 to give out. Some of them had 500. Some of them had 90.
That wasn't organized.
So it was, like, super unorganized. So a lot of people were very, very angry. In New York, there was one particular Mac counter that had, I think they had, like, 400. But the line itself got so rowdy that they just had to stop giving them out. Yeah.
Wow.
So... Sad trombone for you, Mac.
I don't know. Getting rowdy really over an $18 lipstick.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get stepped on. I'm not going to get pushed. For some
I'll claw a bitch, but...
It's not really worth it.
Hell no.
Yeah, so I thought maybe you guys had gone to the Mac counter and stuff now.
No.
Talking about getting rowdy... So my adventure didn't stop, actually. So when I came back...
Well, for 14 days, you got a million stories, I bet.
No, but on Saturday, because I came back on Friday, like, well, technically Saturday at, like, midnight, Friday, whatever. And my friend was like, let's go to Punk Invasion. It's tonight. And I'm like, ooh, let's go. Because I was already still like, let's get fucked. Let's get. So I'm like, all right, let's fucking go, you know?
Let's get fucked or fucked up?
No, let's fucked.
I was going to get fucked up regardless, but let's get fucked. Oh, like, find like a cute, you know? Yeah. Right. Yeah, some punker guy with some doctor. And yeah, so we fucking went, and I was fucking, I thought I looked fucking cute, you know? Shoot. And then people, like, guys were fucking checking me out, so I was like, I must be doing something right. And, yeah, so I had like a fucking miniskirt with my docs on and everything, and like, we're over here getting fucked up, and then I met some guy, and he wasn't that cute, but he went up to me and started talking to me, you know? And his homie that he was with was cute. I was like, oh, this and that. We're sitting there talking, like, you came by yourself? I'm like, nah, I got lost. Long story short, I'm going in the pit or whatever, right? And I came out and fuck, there was some fine ass guy. I was like, damn, I'm gonna go talk to him, but I had to get the courage up, so I went in the pit a couple more times. Hence all of the fucking bruises on my body.
Oh my gosh,
bro,
that's awesome.
It's bad. I was like, ooh. But I have, like, a lot more on my legs. But anyway, so I had came out, right? And, like, the show was going on. And then I was like, oh, my God, this fool's fine. Let me ask him for his name. And then I asked him, and he's like, oh, my name is Andrew. And I was like, oh. And then he asked me for my name. And then I was like, oh, you're handsome. He was like, you're gorgeous. And then after that, I panicked, bro. And I was like, and I just, I was like,
why?
I walked away.
Oh, what? Why?
What? Because I got very good
his number.
No.
Throw it at you.
No,
don't waste it. Don't waste it.
Man.
I was looking up to you.
No, because look, like I asked him, right? And then after he told me that, like, we just, like, looked at each other, right? And I was like, so that's it? Like, I asked you for your name, and, like, I tell you you're handsome, and, like, you're not even going to ask for my number? Like, I didn't walk away right away. Like, I kind of gave it, like, a little bit of, like, you know? Mm-hmm. And then after that, like, we, like, looked at each other, and then I kind of, like, looked around a little bit, like, all right, motherfucker, make conversation with me or whatever. Because I mean, yeah, because I made the first move, you know? Like, you can at least be like, hey, so what's up? Like, what are you doing after this or whatever, you know? And I kind of waited there for, like, a little bit, and he didn't say anything, and then I was like, all right, bye, nice to meet you, and I just, like, walked away.
Wait, so you told him he was good looking?
Yeah, I was
and
like,
then
you're
he
handsome.
Didn't respond to anything.
Yeah, he says, "Oh, you're gorgeous," and I was like, "Oh, thank you." And then we looked at each other.
You should have been like, "I look better with you in between my legs."
Dang. No, seriously, like I thought he didn't respond. You should have said something back.
Yeah. Like, I told him he's handsome. I told him.
And
first.
Then he said something back, and then you could have been like, "Also, oh, what brings you around here, or what is this, or what is that?"
I got no tips. I'm really rusty.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I kind of figured, like I started this shit,
really,
you know,
nasty.
And, like...
Don't go too nasty, too crazy. But,
okay. Yeah, you know, I don't know. I was like, fucking... At that point, I had already... We were in the parking lot shotgunning beers, and then we went in there, and I bought a few tall cans. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I thought, like, I was already... Mm-hmm. She's like, I was ready to go.
Yeah.
And you didn't see him again after that conversation?
The show was pretty much ending already.
Aww.
So I had to meet up my friend before I lost her, because I haven't lost her for like half the fucking show, so.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
That sucks so bad.
Bum. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Mm. Man, but I would have wanted. See, sometimes on the times when I should be like, ask this motherfucker for his number, I get freaked out, because I thought he was fucking hot, man. I was like, fuck, like, he was fine. He was fucking some tall white guy, like, buff, but he was, like, not, like, nasty buff, not, like, Brock Lesnar, but, like,
okay.
He had, like, a sloppy back, like, he was, like, slim, but, like, fuck, man. Fine. I was like, oh, my God, Andrew, where have you been all my life?
That's all you had to say, and then he would have been like, all right, let's do it.
Yeah, that's just true. Where have you been all my life?
But
that
maybe he had a girlfriend.
Yeah, see, so you can't be too avant-garde.
You do tend to meet that.
Yeah,
sometimes.
So that's like when I pause, because I'm like, okay, well, like, let's see what
you
said.
You wouldn't have found out till the next day?
No.
I'm going to throw this at you.
Oh, like
now.
That time with the fucking guy who had a baby mama, but I had fucked him already?
Yeah, like that one.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. And then I didn't remember, but... Yeah, like that? I was pretty fucking, like, fucked up.
Ooh. It doesn't count. It counts.
Ojos que no ven. It counts in my pussy, though.
Nah, nigga.
Lo sentio.
I don't mind out of sight. Don't count.
Let me ask you, ladies. Have you ever...
She's saying these really, really true things, though. Fuck, it's really hard to go back against what she's saying.
It's
counts,
like,
but
like,
it doesn't.
Hold
but
on.
It counts.
It's like,
Have
you, if no one was there, if you don't remember, did it really happen?
Have you, okay, so do you ladies consider that? Like, if you fucked somebody, okay, if you got fucked because you don't even know if you were fucking or whatever, does it count? Like, if you don't know, you were blacked out, but you know that it happened because it was, like, evidence, like condoms or your pussy kind of hurt, but you don't remember doing it, does it count?
I count
let's,
it.
Let's go around.
Yes.
Yes.
I
stopped counting after a while. I don't even know how many. Yeah. But I counted. Like I counted in the sense that, like, if I ever see him again, I know we did it.
It's like, if I ask you, was it good? You're like, I don't know. And then he fucking, that guy that I blacked out with, he was like, I kind of want to fuck you again. So that
maybe
you
there should be a rule, like, if you don't finish,
like,
it doesn't count.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would drop body count so much.
That would drop it so much. Like,
if you don't finish, he doesn't finish.
Hey, but we
if
told
you, don't
you
finish.
We told you to smash him again so it would at least count this time.
But I didn't want to because I don't like him like that.
I told you, it's half. It's like, if you're at seven, you're at seven and a half now. Because it kind of happened, it kind of didn't.
I'm at four and a half?
Well, then, four and a half. There you go.
Well, you know what? Just,
I count
just,
it.
Just count
I count it, yeah.
Just, you're like, I don't remember.
I told you, if you don't finish, it doesn't count. Therefore, you're at one and a half.
But I always finish, though. Like, I don't not ever finish. I always finish.
How do you know if you don't remember?
I know myself. I always
dude, manage. There was this guy with the big old that's dick, and we were fucking, and it was, like, amazing, but I never, like, truly finished in all of the times we did it. Isn't that crazy?
What?
I'm crazy. I mean, it was a constant, like, amazingness, but it never was the yeah, no, it was never the, I never got to that. It was a steady, it was a steady good, but it was never the
punchline.
The punchline never came, but that's okay because I loved it. But,
I mean,
but the punchline would have been, the punchline would have been awesome.
It's because I think I know, like, the emotion
of the ocean
that I like to finish. Yeah, the motion of his ocean to make me finish, you know? I think that's why I always finish, because, like, if it's going on for a minute already and I'm already, like, fucking breaking a sweat, he's breaking the sweat about a sweat in my face, and I'm like, hold up, you know? And then...
That's so gross.
I'm like, I think that's so fucking hot. I like when they're, like, no, sweaty or whatever. Yeah, I'm like, ooh, let me wipe your sweat.
So.
I like it. I don't know.
The more fluids, the better.
Yeah. Can I be on top so you're not dripping on me, please?
I'd rather be in the shower.
But that's just a
constant wet.
Everything wet.
Yeah, see, I don't know. I really like it. Like, with one of the guys that I recently fucked around with, like, I know we're getting into it or whatever, and he was like, I was on top of him, and then, like, we switched, he got on top of me, and then, like, he's, like, sweating or whatever, but I like it, you know, so I'm, like, rubbing the sweat off of his face, you know, like, cool, so that it's, like, you know, so he doesn't feel uncomfortable, and then he's like, am I dripping on you? And I was like, no.
But I'm dripping on you!
Like, oh, my God! So, okay, so with this thing, right after that happened or whatever, like, we're fucking around, and I finished, and then, like, and then I realized, like, I don't know if you ever fucked around with some guy that did it, like, take some, like, a long time to finish?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, well, with this guy, like, I was like, what the hell? Like, he was literally, like, taking him, you know, because most of the other guys that I fucked with were, like, you know, they could just finish, like, all right, boom, I'll finish. And it was just taking him, like, a while, you know? And then after that, like, I had finished or whatever, and I was just like, whoo. And then he, like, he stopped, and he was, like,
okay,
putting
hello?
His dick away, and I was like, what are you doing? And then he was like, you finished, right? And I was like, yeah, but you don't want to finish? And then he was like, he was like, yeah, you know, but I guess, I'm pretty sure it takes him, like, a while to finish. And then I was like, fuck it, and I was like, lay down. And then on that, I've never gone, like, from fucking my pussy to, like,
anywhere else?
Yeah, like, yeah.
To oral?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was like, what the hell?
You usually do oral first, and then you have to.
Yeah.
You don't even do it after?
I know. I hadn't done it.
In the middle?
Nah. Mm. So at this point in time, you know, I had already
finished.
So you
never tasted yourself.
I was about to say, but like, no, maybe I shouldn't say it like that.
Didn't taste like anything.
Right,
I was surprised.
I know.
I was like, what? But anyway,
you've never been like, I'm delicious.
Like, is this where they find
love?
So then
pineapple works.
I love eating pineapples though.
good, girl. Yeah, you're good.
Wait, what did you expect to taste, though?
Like, I don't know, like...
Fish?
No, not like fish, but like... I don't know, like maybe like a bittery kind of taste. I don't know, like, you know,
like well, certain like days it'll be different, you
like
know.
Like hops.
Yeah, like fucking beer and shit. I was just like, not like
Milo, you know? That would be bad. You do not want to taste like a fucking beer. You might go to the doctor after that one,
bro. And then so like, and then. and then so like after that, like I started sucking him up or whatever, right? And then I was like, what's up? You want to finish in my mouth? And then he was like, yeah. So then I'm fucking like, I did some porn star shit all day. I had just seen the porn up long before that. So then I was like, you know, he was like fucking, you know, doing his thing. And I had my mouth open waiting for him to finish. Like, he's doing the fucking porn. And I was like, oh my God, it was a thrill. I was excited. Dude, and then he just like finished in my mouth.
It's all fun and games until they don't make it in your mouth.
Until they hit your eye.
Nah, but that shit was pretty tight. Like, I was excited about it. I'm like, damn, I'm fucking down. When I was like waiting with my mouth open, and I was like, I wonder if he thinks this is hot, you know, but I'm pretty sure because this one just finished like right away after that. I was like, hey.
No, shit is hot. The fuck, what do you mean?
Totally hot. I don't know. Fuck. That was. I never fucking waited with my mouth open to get like nut in my mouth. So I was like,
yeah, oh my God, this is happening. They got an aim into it.
I was like,
make a little game out of it. 10 points. 100 points.
So yeah, man.
Your forehead and all the way down.
But yeah, it was fucking. I've been enjoying my singleness. You know.
I like it.
Yeah, you should. Good. You really should.
For me, I'm not going out with you. For me, it's always like I know how I clean myself down there, so I don't mind doing the
right.
The vagina to mouth thing, or vice versa.
I was just never like I don't know. I never really was. I was because I always just do it before, you know. But this time, like I just wanted him to finish too. So I was like, I already finished. So okay. Whatever floats your boat. And like everyone's into different things, you know. So I'm like, maybe this guy likes to get like sucked up a lot, and then maybe that's why it takes him long to finish because he likes. He's dick in people's mouths or something.
Are you right, though?
So I was like, you know, whatever it takes.
Nice. Yeah, never go ass to mouth, though.
No!
Oh, my God. Yeah, don't
I've
do
never
that.
Even done ass yet, so
oh,
I say yes.
I like how there's a yes.
I know. But, I'm pretty sure there's going to be that one
no,
day.
No,
that's
going to be a day.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
It's coming.
Learn it's today. Coming! No!
It's in the mail.
Emergency lights. Stop doing it.
Anybody else have any final thoughts?
Nah, but now I'm just... Why are we talking so much about sex? I gotta go now, you guys. Bye-bye.
I gotta make a round trip. So
I like talking about sex. It's fun. You hear people's like...
No, it's really... Yes. I think it's...
She's about to go get some wood.
You don't like talking about sex?
She's very awkward. Remember that question I asked you guys?
What?
That random question.
You asked it too?
Yeah, remember?
No. What question?
I asked her, like, hey, have you ever had some balls down your throat?
Oh, that question. I was like...
She's like, what the fuck? I don't kiss and tell. I was like, I ain't kissing, though. She's like, Trisha, stop it. And then I asked this one, and she's like, no.
I might throw it, and then these balls that fucking saggy that they're gonna go down there. Am I trying to eat some oysters? Like, what the fuck?
You were so small at the motherfucking mouth. The funny shit is, she was so open about it, like right away. Yeah. And this one was like, I was having to like make her tell me. So yeah. When she wasn't telling me, that's when I texted this one. I was like, hey, have you ever had some balls down your throat? And she's like, no. You gotta be gentle.
I was like, nah, you don't fucking swallow those motherfuckers. You gently suckle, okay? You lick them and suck a little bit. Yeah!
That's what caught my mind when you asked, like, what are you doing?
The only reason I asked was because my coworker already knows how it is when we talk with each other, so he was like, hey, ask them if they've ever had balls down your throat.
That's his question.
And you told him?
No, I didn't tell him what you guys said, but then started like a whole fucking conversation that was just fucking hilarious.
Oh my God.
Final thoughts, do your thing and let your titties hang.
Tiggle bitties.
Mine are not that big, so.
Itty bitty titty.
I've had a dick and balls all over my face. In my my forehead.
I hope.
My cheek, up my nose, the whole
thing. Up your nose.
And my throat.
Well, what else did I ask you? Have you ever had some balls in your mouth and then you hump?
Oh, hell yeah.
I was like, why did you do that?
Have you ever been sucking dick and then smacked your face with it and while you're looking at him?
Yes.
No?
Yes.
My cheeks.
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
I can't.
She's so shy about it. That makes it even
funnier.
Because she's like, no, I didn't do that. I was like, new lips.
It's been fun, ladies. It's been fun.
It's been a while.
Do you guys want to hear my 1994 playlist?
No, time to go. No one got time for that.
All right, guys. I think this brings our episode to an end. Anybody else have anything to add to that?
Sex is good.
Yeah?
Agreed.
I don't know. I'm not having any, so.
I'm a virgin.
I forgot.
Yeah.
Aww. I forgot what it's like.
Aww.
Her virginity came back.
How long has it been?
On the real, though, after you go without for a while, it kind of hurts going back in.
It does.
Like a virgin.
Dude, man.
Okay, I can't go that long.
Yeah. I can't go that long.
I know that.
But I get
down.
I know that for a fact because, you know, I kind of have to.
Yeah. Husband, I'm scared to go out with you. Why? I feel like
that's
where bad decisions. That's where bad decisions come from.
That's the beauty of it.
I at least want to remember, fool.
Oh, fuck. Well, I know you don't really drink, but
just don't finish a bottle of Jack.
Yeah, don't do it. I mean, unless you're trying to get fucked.
It doesn't take much. Did you? Oh, you guys didn't know how. For my birthday, I got fucked up real quick.
Oh, I thought you said fucked.
Fucked up.
Oh.
Girl. No, I spent the rest of the night babysitting people.
Fucking irresponsible ass people.
Fucking bitches.
Fucking birthday ruiners. I can't believe them.
All right, guys. That brings us to the end of our episode. We have been your hosts. I am Jane Dojiria.
Misty.
Esme.
Shorty.
Sasuke.
Starchild.
Bye, guys.
Bye.